We do or don't?
Yep.
Okay, we got a quorum? Okay. Call the meeting to order at 6:01 p.m. We could have a moment of silence, please. We could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, just a brief housekeeping chore. If anyone has any electronic devices, we would appreciate it if you would turn them off during the meeting. Roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Paul Greeno and Mary Lou Stewart have both requested to be excused tonight.
I'll call for a motion for Paul.
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is carried 4-0. I'll entertain a motion for Mary Lou.
Move that Mary Lou be excused.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Next item on our agenda is a recognition and awards. First item is a Blaine Builder Award to Ricky Lazenby. We're going to have everybody come on up. That's good. Okay. Ricky Lazenby was active as a girl in Girl Scouts and has served as a leader for her daughter, Katie's, is that pronounced right? Katie's troop, as well as various Girl Scout troops for the last 13 years. 10 of those years have been in Blaine, after her family moved here in 2005. At that time, there was only one Girl Scout troop in Blaine. Now there are 8 to 9 active troops in the area, due in large part to Ricky's efforts and leadership. In addition to being a troop leader, Ricky has also served as a service unit manager. She is in charge of the local troops Girl Scout cookie program, and what she is most proud of, serving for 5 years as the director of Twilight Camp, a week-long summer day camp for 200 Girl Scouts from all over Whatcom County. Ricky says Girl Scouts are more than cookies. The program offers girls of all ages, amazing experiences, leadership and team building skills, inspiration, multicultural experiences through opportunities to travel, providing them with a connection to both their local and global communities. Girl Scouts are active in community services. The girls identify needs in their local communities and determine practical ways to solve them. Get you guys working for the council. Locally, their volunteer efforts benefit Blaine with participation in beautification and cleanup projects, sponsoring events, regularly assisting with the Blaine Community Meal Program, and providing care packages for the homeless. In addition, the troops annually make around 200 apple pies to contribute to Thanksgiving baskets for both Blaine and Ferndale, as well as provide food donations for Christmas dinner boxes for those in need. Ricky is passionate about the Girl Scout program for its ability to support girls of all ages. She has a special heart for middle school students, which she served on the parent-teacher-student organization. She feels middle school students lack the same level of activities that are more often available to elementary and high school students. She encourages middle school girls to stay active in Girl Scouts during this critical time where they can develop a strong sense of self, have healthy relationships, and be involved with a variety of activities. She also encourages girls to stay involved with Girl Scouts during high school, where they learn valuable leadership skills and have opportunities to travel through the organization. Ricky is retiring this year as a Girl Scout troop leader since her daughter Katie, who was a Girl Scout all the way through high school, graduated this year. She is currently working to find volunteers to take over most of her Girl Scout leadership responsibilities. However, she will be training soon to become a certified Girl Scout leader facilitator, allowing her to train Girl Scout troop leaders locally so they do not have to travel to Seattle for training. Thank you for the work for 13 years with the Girl Scouts. Your efforts are creating outstanding citizens and future leaders, building a better Blaine both now and for the future. Congratulations, Ricky. Got enough room there, kiddo? Next item is a certificate of appreciation for Ron Snyder and Kathy Tackett. So we can get the pictures taken and all this. You can hold that for a minute. I'll get you to hold that. Okay, this is a certificate of appreciation presented to Ron Snyder and Kathy Tackett. And appreciate for bringing the Benook, Lummi, and Semiamukanu families to Blaine in the spirit of peace and healing on July the 24th and 25th, 2015. The first canoe journey to stay in Blaine is over. Let me just say, I think that was a wonderful event. It was fun, and I think everybody that was participating in it had a wonderful time. And it was, I think it was very special to see a group of people who represent or look upon this as their original home, to have the opportunity to come back and spend a couple of nights on it. Hopefully quite amazing. And that, yeah, we're really good. And I just hope we can go. Yes, you should have been. I just want to say, you guys were really in the work that you've done. So I know you're tremendous. And really, really good. And thank you. And if you guys would like to, thank you, Kat. You guys would like to say something?
Well, I was a school principal, so I've got a pretty good voice. I would like to thank you, Mayor. And I'm saying this in traditional Haida Gwinkett style. I would like to thank you, City Council. getting a new canoe. This canoe will be able to sail. I have been appointed skipper of the canoe. I will eventually become what is known as a sailing master, and another skipper will take my place behind me. And we now have a youth group that is learning to hone the canoe, starting at the age of 8 years old, all the way up to high school. And all of this, because of the spirit that evolves from the coming to Blaine, it energized our family. And we say, how long?
Thank you.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Very much appreciated. Okay, the next item on our agenda is audience participation. We understand that Leslie Smith wishes to address the council. Leslie, if you would come up to the microphone. And for the record, we'll need you to state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Leslie Smith. I live at 4012 Sweet Road in Blaine. Two things. As you may recall, a couple of months ago, I came with Chief Hollander because of the monthly newsletter that we send out from North Rockland Fire and Rescue, and there's always recipes on the back. And I made you a recipe, and I said I was in a really big hurry because I was leaving to go out of town. So you're getting a recipe that's not been in the newsletter yet. It's apple cinnamon, gluten-free paleo apple muffins. I hope paleo. I redeem myself. Now, Chief Hollander did say that you said I did a good job on the last one, but these ones should be even better, so I will pass them to you. So that was the first thing I wanted to say to you.
Very much appreciated.
And I'm going to leave a recipe here. So before the recipe comes out in the newsletter, it should be in next month for fall recipes. There's a recipe there to go along with it. But what I'm really here for tonight is regarding the Soshin Girls School from Yokohama, Japan. And I have...
Too bad, Jeff.
Too bad, Jeff. They're all gone.
I've been to the council meetings before in the past when Blaine High School was going to Japan or Band to Japan, and they were invited, have been invited since 2003 for the Funabashi Music Festival. This is a little bit different. This time we have a group coming to Blaine, and I was hoping to have you be my welcoming committee to the city because they're going to spend a week in Blaine. They're going to stay at homestay families in Blaine. And when we go to Japan, when the high school kids go to Japan, the city hall in Funabashi has a welcoming ceremony for them. We don't expect you to do it here at city hall, but we are planning on having a welcoming ceremony for them when they arrive at the school on Sunday, March the 20th. They're here until March the 27th, which is the following Sunday, and they leave early in the morning to go back to Japan. They're a group of high school girls. It's a private girls' school in Japan. And they're coming here to play music in lots of venues around Whatcom County. They're amazing. They're putting on a free concert in Blaine. And the welcoming ceremony would involve the Blaine School District personnel, the city of Blaine, and all of the host families. And so I invite you to be part of that. I can give you more information at another time with the city manager and Mayor Robinson with you. But some of the things they'll do when they come to Blaine are on Monday they're going to do a tour of Blaine schools, a walking tour of the city of Blaine. Hopefully I can convince Richie Sturgill to bring the plover out earlier than usual and give them a run over to Semiamu and a little tour of the waters. They're going to walk through town, have ice cream, stop at the Oyster place. Tuesday, they're going to Western Washington to a band competition that Blaine High School is participating in with the county and the San Juan Music Festival. They're going to do a walking tour of the campus at Western and a tour of the city of Bellingham, do some shopping, go around Fairhaven and the city. Wednesday, they're going to Lummi Nation School to perform and do a cultural exchange. Then they're going to Ferndale High School to perform, coming back to Blaine to go and observe a sports activity, whatever's on the sports schedule in the district that day they're going to attend. Thursday, they are going to do cultural activities in the Blaine Elementary School classrooms, do a performance at the Performing Arts for elementary students, rehearse with a high school band, and then that evening they're going to do a public concert, which is free for everyone in the county and the city of Blaine. And that will be at the Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m. And I again invite the mayor or city manager or representative of the city to come and join us there to speak during part of that concert. Dignitaries will be invited from all over the county, and high school music directors from the county will also be attending. On Friday, they're going to do sightseeing in Skagit County, and there's going to be an adult dinner by invitation that evening for the chaperones and for all the adults who helped in the city while they were staying here. There's going to be about 46 students, so we'll use about 25 homestay families, and they will, you know, provide dinner and meals for them, breakfast, drive them to the school for each day, and pick them up in the evening. On Saturday, they'll have a free day with their host families and do activities with them. At 6 p.m. that evening, there'll be a farewell dinner and performance saying thank you to the city of Blaine and to the school district for allowing them to come here and spend time in our really wonderful city. Because they really love Blaine. I've had numerous visitors come after being in Funabashi, come and visit Blaine and stay here several times, and they really love it here. It really reminds them of the area that they live in. And so, again, there will be invitations to you for coming to the dinner and participating in that, maybe saying a few farewell words to them, and then the next morning they depart to go back to Japan. So that is my invitation to you, and I hope that we can put together some kind of welcoming for them. We like to do things. You've provided me many, many times with city pins, hats, brochures, but they've never really had a lot of time when groups have come here. They've only been here for one day, and they haven't had time to spend a lot of time looking around the city. They've mostly come for a performance and come to the school for a few hours. So this is our opportunity to share and give back to them for all of the really wonderful things they've done for the students and the people that have visited them from here. So I hope that we can talk more about it, and I hope we can have you participate in this event. Any questions?
It's fantastic. My granddaughter spent a semester in Japan. Just loves it. I mean, she just, in fact, we were a host family for a group that came over, high school students. And when she went back to Japan, the high school students took her back to their school, and she spent time with her parents. And I mean, it's just a relationship that is so amazing. They really bond, and they really seem to enjoy learning the culture and inviting people back to their culture. It's an amazing thing.
It has been a great thing. And Debbie Harger's son was one of the first students, he was in the first group to go over to Japan. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are numerous students who have, as a result of their travels to Japan with the school, have either been exchange students over there later on in university or gone to work over there, and have continued their relationships with their host families over there. So it's really a wonderful exchange program. And they've actually asked if you would be interested in being a sister city, or, you know, talking more about that, to either Funabashi, which is the area that we travel to, or perhaps Yokohama, where this group is coming from. So another thing to consider. But since we've been to Funabashi 6 times, that would be really, my heart would be to choose that city to sister with. And they would love to come here for events and things and do some exchanges with that. So there's lots of opportunities there.
Well, keep us informed. And,
okay.
And I'm sure that we'll be more than glad to work with you. And I'm sure that anything we can do to welcome them, don't hesitate to call upon us.
Okay, and my contact information's on there, as well as my partner Yumi Sudo, who does all of the connection with the Japan side, and has helped tremendously from the very beginning with the students going over to Japan from Blaine High School. So if you have any questions, please just email me, and I can be in touch with whoever is the contact here, and just make sure that you get information by email. Mm-hmm. And I can meet if that's necessary as we get closer and closer to the time. Great. I appreciate your time tonight. I hope the muffins redeemed me from the last fiasco. But look for the recipe in the next monthly one.
Okay. Thank you, Leslie, very, very much.
Alex never turned down.
Well, next item on the agenda is written communications, and we have an invitation dated September the... do we have any written communications, Sherry?
We do. We have an invitation dated September 23rd from WashDOT to participate on the Amtrak Cascade Station Stop Policy Advisory Committee. We also received a letter dated September 19th from Garth Baldwin regarding derelict and unsafe structure at 665 Peace Portal Drive.
Was that on one of the websites? Is that our website forum?
You know, that just came in. I thought I made copies for everybody, but I will definitely make sure I get it.
I may have, but I'm just wondering, was it on the website?
The forms are on the website. Sam isn't here until Wednesday, but I will check with him and find out. People have been coming in and filling out the forms.
Oh, terrific. Fantastic.
So we haven't been getting several people coming in because of the ordinances that were passed having concerns about their neighbors' properties.
That's good. Good to know that if we're taking advantage of that.
Harry?
Yes, ma'am.
Regarding this letter from Jason Beloso on the station stop policy project, I really think it's important that Blaine be at all three of these meetings. So whoever, and I'd be certainly willing to go to at least one of them. I guess they're going to be in October, January, and April. But I think it's really key because
WASDOT,
of our interest.
Yeah, through WASDOT, I got appointed on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody else is welcome to attend.
Yeah.
And I'm working with David to try to get a committee going down there.
Yeah. Well,
it's really important.
At least one of us, and
yeah.
It can get more of us to go.
I don't know how the structure works, but I think there's certain members on the committee.
If I may interject, yep. I was actually going to report on this in my update, and I spoke with Jason this afternoon. Made a comment just about the meetings all being in Vancouver, Washington, being a little bit difficult for us, but that I would bring it up to you tonight. A council designee would be great. If not, I'm happy to also participate. He said that we could do virtual participation if we couldn't travel. Mm-hmm. And he's also received confirmed attendance from Bob Miller with the W, who's planning on attending. So the invitation is largely based on the lobbying that we have done.
Yes.
So it's terrific. And I got some more to report on my staff.
Yeah. I definitely plan on going.
Great.
Because I think because we're really relying to a great extent on the COG as well.
Yes.
To support us in this venture. So
we could put the train down too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to leave the day before.
Yeah.
So
we need to get Jack Lowes on board, and we need to get all the main players involved in this so we can continue to keep the focus.
I'd like to set up a meeting if I can, and Jason indicated that he would be very happy to attend. He said just name the time. So let me, get back with me on who you'd like to be there, and I'd be happy to help facilitate that.
I tried to get hold of David right away, so we'll have to wait until he gets back and then we'll coordinate.
Okay.
Great.
I'm thrilled that both of you are interested. Thank you.
Yeah, because I think we have to be very active on this.
Yeah, this is a real key one.
Yeah.
We're only talking about three meetings, but these are going to be three really important ones.
So I think this is really great. It's good that all the lobbying is finally starting to pay off. Well, you got to keep at it. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. We have approval of bills in the amount of $128,761.24. Approval of the council minutes for September the 14th, 2015. Approval of the council study session minutes for September the 21st, 2015. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Next item on the agenda is council action items. First item is appointment to the Blaine Tourism Advisory Committee.
So good evening, council. On September 14th, we had two people who interviewed for the BCAT. Alice Fay, and she also interviewed for the Planning Commission. and Christopher Hudson. And tonight we had Salou Lubert, who also applied for the BTAC.
I'd like to make a motion that we appoint Christopher Hudson and Salou Lubert to the BTAC committee.
I will second that motion.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Okay, let's call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried 4-0.
And then for the Planning Commission, as I stated, Alice Bay had also interviewed for the Planning Commission on September 14th, and then we had Kevin Owens who interviewed tonight for the Planning Commission, and there is only one opening.
I nominate Kevin Hudson.
Kevin Owens.
Okay, is there a seconder for that motion?
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
4-0 or 5-0, I'm sorry.
Oh, 5-0, excuse me.
Thank you.
Senior moments this evening. Okay, so we've got appointments to BTAC and appointments to the Planning Commission done. Next item on our council action items is Resolution 1675-15, Bridges to PUD Extension. And Alex is going to bring us up to date on that one.
Good evening, Council. This is a request to approve a resolution which will grant one additional year onto the preliminary plat application for the applicant Lloyd Ford. The project is a 40-lot subdivision right next to Lincoln Park. It's actually supposed to be developed in two phases with 20 lots out by B Street and then an additional 20 lots kind of in the back. And some of those lots may even have a water view up over the harbor. Staff feels that this is a good project that will add to our housing stock. The applicant submitted a timely extension, and we're recommending that you approve it. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Question? Go ahead, Dennis.
Alex, what's the sewer service for that?
Well, the property is not currently served by sewer, so I think the holdup of this. I'm speculating here a little bit, but they're probably need to extend the sewer over from about 16th Street down D Street, about 400 or 500 feet to the property, and then once that cost balances out with the price of the lots, I think they'll be looking forward to moving forward on this.
So have you talked to Mr. Ford?
Yes.
Okay, so he has expressed an interest in doing this within 2 years, is that?
He has.
That's all we can do is 2 1-year extensions, right?
Right, so this is a single-year extension.
Right.
It moves it to August of next year. And he's talked about getting started and moving forward next spring. He would like to do that.
Okay.
He stated to me.
Those phases, I'm looking at the map. That'll only be along D Street, the first phase.
That's right. D Street has the first phase.
And there's two entrances off D Street then?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Well,
those lots are just this side of the power.
Yes, that's right. The power lines do run pretty close to them, yes.
Pretty close, but it's just before that.
Well, does anyone have any objections to it doing something like this?
I move we grant the 1 year extension to the
I'll second it.
Bridges PUD.
Okay, now the motion has been made and seconded to pass this resolution extending the expiration timeline for the Bridges planned unit development for 1 year, such that shall expire at the close of business on the 23rd day of August 2016. Okay.
I moved into second.
Right. Okay. Any other questions or comments? If not, let's call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you.
Okay, next item on the agenda is commission, committee, and board reports. Steve, do you have anything for tourism or Boys and Girls Club?
We have a meeting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. at Semiamo for the tourism, working on the grant process. And the Boys and Girls Club, the pavilion is coming along great. You just stop by and take a look at it. Siding yeah. looks great. That's it.
They got windows.
And they got windows.
Yeah, it's looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bonnie, on the Blaine Chamber of Commerce.
No report. The first meeting of the month will be a week Wednesday at noon at Pizza Factory.
Okay. Charlie, how about the Drayton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee?
No report.
Dennis, the Library and Senior Center.
The library had a picnic last week, and there won't be a meeting until the third Wednesday of next month.
Dennis, any word on the Friends of the Library? Are they meeting? You know,
they're rather busy, I think.
Okay.
They're still looking at trying to provide some kind of funding that they do through.
Okay. We don't have anybody on that committee, do we?
Just Jeff.
Yeah,
and we got a library or a member from the school board.
Alex, are you going to handle the planning commission and park and cemetery board?
Oh, I don't do this, Debbie. Dana will kill me.
Okay, sorry, Alex. Some unfinished business from the from the senior center of the library.
Dana wanted you to know that they got air conditioning in the gym. That's been taken care of. There's concern with the back of the west side of the building. Senior center itself. And the problem is there's about an 8-foot space behind it. And there is one gate there that could be closed, but the other end is open. The report is that in the evening, people across at those apartments notice individuals back in the building. And they were looking to see about getting motion detector lights on the back. So I think Pat's was up there and they're really taking a look at it.
Raven, is that your...
I'll follow up with Pat.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, November 6th is the spaghetti feed, and that's a big thing coming up.
Is that in the morning or afternoon? Or
about 4.
About 4?
5:30.
5:30 in the afternoon.
5:30 to 7.
At what's the date? November the?
The 6th.
November the 6th at 5:30. Okay.
$10 for those.
Oh, okay. Money well spent. Alex, would you like to cover the Planning Commission and the Park and Cemetery Board?
Sure, the Planning Commission. First, how about? Unfortunately, the October 8th Planning Commission meeting has been canceled. Mr. Jones is out with medical leave, and I will be unavailable attending the Planning Association of Washington annual conference in Lake Chelan. And as the conference chair and president of the Planning Association, it's fairly important that I be there.
Yes.
Moving on to the Park and Cemetery Board, I do want to say the playground project is moving along very nicely. I've I would encourage you all to walk by and take a look. I was just I went for a stroll down there actually on Sunday in between the beach project that we did, which is looking very nice. I even saw a little family with a couple girls swimming in the water down there just on Sunday. Wow. And the playground's really coming together nicely. It's looking really great. And so we just had another big work party on Saturday, this last Saturday. We had about 25 to 30 people down there, raking out topsoil, a bunch of little kids. It really went well. We are anticipating, we're planning, actually, a grand opening celebration. I'd like to invite all of you to attend before your next council meeting, October 12th at 5 p.m. So I'm hoping that you'll all come down. We can cut the ribbon and officially open the playground, and then you can come back here to start the meeting at 6. And so we're hoping to have a couple food vendors down there, maybe get a pep band. Should be very fun. I've invited the Parks District to come and say a couple words. And then I was hoping, Mr. Mayor, that you could say a couple words as well, and maybe Mr. Wilbrex and myself. We are still juggling three different contractors' schedules, so this isn't an absolute for sure yet, but I would like to invite you, and I will follow up with an email to all of you confirming that. So a lot has to happen in the next 2 weeks, but I'm confident that we can get it done, provided there's no big hiccups there. So that has been a long time coming, and we're very excited to open that up and get that going. So, just a couple other notes on the Parks and Cemetery Board. It's been a very busy time. We have started looking at reopened discussions, I should say, probably with the gentleman, Steve Seymour, from the Southern California Motorcycle Club, to look for a Four Corners monument somewhere in Blaine. That was the city council's approach. It was about a year ago now. And so our Parks Board has looked at a number of sites, and we want to move forward with a concept for Martin Street Parklet, which is right next to Chattatai. And so having that monument area downtown next to our businesses is something that we wanted to try to pursue. And I think we'd be able to keep most of that little parklet still open. And so motorcycles could pull in, there'd be a monument, they could take a picture, and then off they would go. And the Four Corners tour is Four Corners of the United States, just to refresh that. And then a couple more items on the Park and Cemetery Board. The Parks Board has formed some subcommittees to look at the different projects that were proposed under the Parks and Open Space Levy recommendations. So they're going to be reporting back to you basically the beginning of the new year with probably some progress reports as we make our way towards that preliminary election. And last but not least, I had a very productive meeting with the property owners next to Montfort Park. There's a little gate they have that they actually inherited when they purchased the property on their property. But the city has an easement into the park. It's one of our access points into Montfort Park. And our Parks Board asked me to meet with them to talk about removing the gate or seeing what we could do. And they really want to keep the gate for liability purposes. So we came to an agreement that, for now at least, that we would just put a sign on the gate that says entrance, public park entrance, on each side of the gate.
The little ditch that you're across?
There was a little ditch on the side, but the trail looked like it was smooth through there. So when I visited it, at least, so maybe it got filled back in, or I didn't see anything obstructing that. Okay. But they wanted to slow people down from going through there really fast, and so opening the gate, which is not locked, would do that. So that was just a quick update, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. And I hope to see you all October 12th.
Alex, are you going to come back on to the community development report? I don't know whether it's now or later. You should ask a question. Do you know about the meeting that's going on at Sammy Amo this evening?
Yes. So that is
a... Can you just mention what that's about?
Yes, that, let's see, I believe that is for the Seagrass project, and because they are submitting a planned unit development application, our code requires that they have a pre-meeting, or a meeting, if you will, before they submit an application to get input from the public. And so there's a meeting tonight out on Semyelman Spit, I believe, where they're getting input on this proposal to modify the Seagrass project a little bit. And if I could even back up a little bit further to the Planning Commission report, our Planning Commission did approve a shoreline permit for a duplex on Lot 2, basically kind of over by the structure when you're driving out Semyelman Spit. There's that structure there with the view scope on the right-hand side that looks over Drayton Harbor. So one of the closest lots to that, we have a duplex, a permit to build a very nice duplex on that lot. And so it's going to be their showcase home. And they are going to try to have it buttoned up by November 1st. And we haven't issued the building permit yet, so this will be very exciting.
So they have only until December 1st to get that buttoned up.
Yeah, just the exterior work.
Exterior work.
Yeah, that's
right.
So
they can have no outside work. Now, when does that kick back in again?
I believe it is
March
April.
Or April.
There are some provisions in there that if they bring in a bird biologist to monitor the birds in the area or the overwintering waterfowl, that they can possibly work in some of those windows. There's an absolute closure in the like 3 months in the dead of winter, though. But there's a month on either end that they can have a bird biologist on site. So you should see some construction out there very soon.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Yep.
Okay. Raven, anything on the Public Works Advisory Committee?
Yes, sir. We are meeting this Thursday at Lighthouse Point.
Okay.
A tour and a meeting combined.
Okay. Small Cities Caucus, David and I attended the last meeting. Again, it was dominated by a discussion on the jail. What it really boils down to is that the county and the city of Bellingham are attempting to work out some form of agreement. They are having a difficult time doing such. And the small cities have encouraged the county, if they can't get an agreement with the city of Bellingham, that we proceed with the jail that's been approved by the small cities and the county. I have no idea where this is going to shake out. My recommendation and David's recommendation to both them was, you've got a vote coming up. You better get your act together as quickly as you can, and so the public has a perception, at least, that everybody's working together. So hopefully they'll be able to do that. So that's where that sits, and we'll just keep bringing you up to date on whether they're going to be able to come to some agreement or not. I know that.
No, I think county council meets on our nights.
Yeah, meets on our nights.
Bellingham meets on the off.
Yeah.
Off
well,
nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's probably next Monday.
Jack Lowes has been meeting with different parts of the subcommittees of the council for Bellingham. And I don't know exactly what the details of those are. We aren't informed. Some of the other small cities mayors watch the council meetings on TV. I don't think we get that here.
Yeah.
I don't have cable, so, but it is on Channel 10, so.
But I don't remember what
that is. Yeah.
So they always have seen the council meetings themselves. So they're, I unfortunately just don't have it. So, but if you ever want to see what's going on and you've got cable, good opportunity to sit there and entertain yourself. It's probably going to be pretty lively. Okay, that's all I've got on that. How about the North Whatcom fire update? Chief Hollander.
Evening, Council.
And thank you for the muffins. They were terrific.
Yeah, I want to thank Leslie for doing
Leslie
that.
Leslie was...
I didn't even talk to her. And
terrific.
They were wonderful.
Give her our congratulations on...
And you got them before the recipe was even published.
You're
ahead of the times now.
This is fantastic.
The second thing I need just to apologize for is I had an argument with our color printer today, and it won. So your copies are in black and white. I'm sorry. I don't know if you've ever battled a color copier, but, man, that's... I gave up. That's why you have black and white. So this is our chief's report from our board meeting last month. Point out a couple of statistics that we're 377 calls ahead of last year.
Wow.
That's probably due to the warm, dry summer that we had. We had a lot of structure fires. We also had 88 calls during the windstorm event, and 4 structure fires on that one Saturday in our district. Fortunately, none of them were in the city of Blaine. So that's a good thing. As far as our responses for August, because we're always a month behind, we had 69 responses in the city of Blaine and 14 out in Semiahmoo. We're still running around that 10, 11-minute response time for Semiahmoo, which is about average for where we are. There's some statistics under the operation report on some of the fires we had, and we actually had a fire on Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, I just saw it.
And it wasn't, the Wizard of Oz wasn't there when we got there. But there's some of the more interesting fires we have there. Our training report, and then some other statistics from the fire marshal's office. So unless you have some specific questions on any of that, I'll let you peruse that at your leisure.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Chief. Okay. Department reports are the next item on the agenda. Public Works. Project updates.
Good evening, Council. It's great to see you again. I feel like I haven't been here in a while. So
you were sorely missed.
Oh, thank you. So I'll just give you an update on our projects. We got a lot going on right now. If you've come out near Public Works lately, you'll see a huge hole in the ground, which is our storage building under construction. And so that's been going really well. The monitoring well on 8th Street, we're doing pump testing this week. Initial drawdown tests are not indicating that it will be probably a really great production well, but it is serving its purpose as a monitoring well, and I'm going to hold out and be optimistic until the pumping tests are done this week. Vista Terrace, construction of the sewer system there is going well. Good contractor, H.P. Hansen's been very collaborative. They're working 410s, and that gives us a little bit of breathing room in terms of the paperwork element. We had a good meeting last Thursday night, open house for the residents. Councilmember Lawrenson came, and really appreciate that. good questions from the group, but overall, I think everybody is in a much better understanding of the goals and objectives and what the next steps are, and we have a couple of things that we're working on in terms of timing and whatnot.
About how many attended?
I didn't really count. Maybe 25,
30? 25, 30. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty good turnout. Mm-hmm. And there's 56 lots, I think, mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's good.
Better than half. Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody else, we are still communicating through email or whatnot, so even folks that didn't make it. And then Bill has been doing a lot of one-on-one, you know, chasing down issues, trying to locate sewer services before the contractor, you know, puts them in and things like that. And we also at that time noted anyone else that would want to have a one-on-one consultation, because really, all of that can't be worked out in an open house, and we recognize that. And so we wanted to make sure that we're reaching out to people, even if it's after hours or weekends or whatnot. Let's see. At Lighthouse Point this Thursday, I've already indicated that the Public Works Advisory Committee will be meeting there and doing a plant tour. I'd like to invite those of you that might be interested in the plant tour, and also following that, at 11:30, we're going to be receiving our second award for 100% compliance. And so we're very proud of our team and all they did to make 2014 as successful as 2013. So, I'm sorry? It's this Thursday, October 1 at 11:30. And again, that's an award. Last year I invited people that were on the original advising committee for the plant. And we did have a couple of folks show up from that. But like I said, since it follows our meeting anyway, maybe those that are on the committee might like to stay for that award ceremony. And I believe that one of the Department of Ecology folks is actually coming all the way from Olympia to help deliver that. So, yes, Councilman Hawkins was there last year.
Is Mark going to be there?
I'm sorry?
Mark going to be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mark and his boss from Olympia. So let's see, kind of skimming through my notes here. Mailboxes, we haven't had a whole lot of success with the new postmaster. I spoke to our city attorney today, and we'll be writing a little stronger letter, and it'll be coming from Dave. And we'll hope to see some more progress from that. We're really hoping we don't need to get any more forceful.
Maybe send them a copy of their television ads.
Yeah. Let's see. Marine Drive alternatives. So we've been meeting with the port and their consultant, and they've come up with four alternatives for the last phase of Marine Drive, if you will. I don't want to misspeak here, but we have essentially the full meal deal, full traffic all the way out to the end with big wide sidewalks, everything from that to a very confined meandering path. So I think they did a good job in kind of working out the breadth of it, and we have a middle of the road, which would be an ADA vehicle only. Since we need to have it wide enough for a maintenance truck, the idea was to have people that have the handicap placards to be able to drive onto the pier. And that feels like a good compromise to me. I think the idea of what they're doing is just to come up with the different alternatives and what their probable cost might be from a very conceptual basis, and then we would be using that to have a public process. So when we have that public process and present those alternatives, of course, we're going to be including you in that and would love to have your feedback on those. So that process might happen even before November. At this point, I'm not sure. It really depends on the timing of their engineering.
Hey, Raven?
Yes.
While you're talking about Marine Drive, whatever happened to the arch that was going to go over the road at the close to the tracks as an entrance? It was going to say entrance lane, harbor, or whatever.
I suspect that budget's affected that. I don't know before my time. Bill might know.
Sure would. That would just make such a nice entry statement, you know, let people know what's down there.
I know that Billingham had hoped for something very similar with downtown as you go down, I guess that would be Holly Street, and ended up cutting it back to the point where it's just the covers about the size of the parking space, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So they are very pricey, but other than that, I don't know. I can tell you that the port is participating 100%. In this process, you know, in hiring the consultant, and they've also embraced some of Debbie Harger's suggestions for improved signage and trying to make the existing situation a little bit more user-friendly and attractive, and they indicated that they can front the cost for that as well. So
okay.
I can follow up on the arch sign
yeah,
thing.
Just ask about it, whether yeah. there's any way that, that we could, you know, we could share in the cost. I think the original plan was Blaine would share part of the cost for that. Yeah. Because it would also probably mention the Marine Park and okay. that sort of thing. So.
Even if we could hang banners.
Yeah. Well, we had banners on each of the street lights out
but
there.
But I mean going up to the...
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put a park up there, maybe. Kids Park, maybe we should yeah. hang a banner there.
I'll try to report on the next meeting and if I can get some info on that. So the next item that I wanted to report on was the passenger rail. As you heard, the state is starting its station stop advisory committee, and they're fulfilling their promise to include representation from the city of Blaine, and we have interest from WCOG. And so we already talked about that a little bit. What I wanted to add to that, however, was so this after we discussed what we were going to focus on this year for the port's economic incentive grant. Mm-hmm. We went with the downtown retail study, and you all said, well, we really like to see you keep going on this other thing with the mm-hmm. station stop, and we'd throw a little red money at it. Mm-hmm. In any event, at that time, I contacted a colleague with Western Washington University to see if I might be able to get some students to help, and I kind of got nothing. It went yeah. flat. But about 3 weeks ago, this colleague emailed me and said, I'm interested in pursuing this quarter. Woo, lots of warning. And he met with Dave and Michael, because I was out of town when he was up here in the area, and they kind of talked about the scope a little bit, and I am now being contacted by students. And I spoke at length with Jason about how this might work within the context of what he's planning on a statewide basis, because mm-hmm. we don't want to have one cart ahead of the horse. Right. And he's indicating that in addition to the final policy being developed by this station stop advisory group, he hopes to have a guidance document come out of it. And he is thinking that our town could be used as the pilot for the guidance document.
Yeah.
So cool. I just wanted to let you know that all this stuff is kind of gelling all right. at the same time.
Yeah.
And I have contacted a private consultant to see if they might be able to advise the students.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be working with Jason on that. And his comment when I spoke to him today was, well, maybe you want to hold off on the consultant, and maybe I would be that advisor for now,
mm-hmm.
since he's kind of the guy that needs to get, we need to get everything through.
And get
so.
Him in our corner. That would be
yeah.
really nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, really excited to see that. And do you have any questions?
Well, what's the name of that other gentleman that has shown up in the past?
Grant Meyer?
No, the other guy.
Oh, Bruce Agnew.
Bruce Agnew.
Bruce Agnew, yep.
How does he fit into this?
You know, Bonnie might know more than I. I think he's been a big part of the lobbying effort.
Yeah, yeah.
And great so. In the lobbying.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that we need to be really careful with, especially because I told Jason, I said, geez, having these meetings in Vancouver, Washington, that's really kind of puts us as a disadvantage. Well, you know, he's trying to partner with the Oregon state
yeah.
people. Right. And he said, yeah, he said, but the California people are saying the same thing. Well, we need to make sure that not only are we representing the Blaine interest, but we're representing the British Columbia
yes.
interests that have worked
yeah.
with us. So yes. I think maybe that could be WCOG's angle, since they're, you know, the lead for the IMTC.
Yeah, yeah, for the whole border thing, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the
in any event, that
would be a big part of this,
uh-huh.
because
yeah.
they can bring everything together.
So, you know, could be when we have that meeting with Jason that maybe we invite our friends from White Rock and Surrey and Richmond.
I wonder if Bruce will be, it has been invited as well as
you don't think the White Rock people will be included?
Do I know what other people?
No, to this meeting. Meeting in Vancouver, but White Rock people would be included, won't they?
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
That's what I'm saying. We need to look out for their interests.
Yeah.
We have asked specifically to be a member of the committee,
yeah.
But this is a Washington State advisory committee.
Okay. Doesn't include mm-hmm. anybody participating. I mean, they don't
yeah.
have to be on the committee, but just
that's interesting.
An observer, as an observer.
I think that's a really good question, because if they're looking out for their California and Oregon partners, yeah, we need to be looking out for Canadian.
Absolutely. I mean, a brain stop
yeah,
is for
see, unfortunately,
people from
the
north.
Canadians aren't paying anything into this. And so that's why they got it. They kind of don't get
But their usership is
But they
is
will
critical.
Be the key
yeah,
to the
yeah,
whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe,
so,
maybe if you get a chance to talk to, what's the gentleman on the cog that does all this?
Bob Miller.
Maybe give Bob a call and ask him if he knows anything about it.
And how Bruce might
time.
Be
yeah,
involved, because Bruce is really connected with the cog
mm-hmm,
very closely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe see how, because Bruce is a wealth, he knows,
he knows all the
all
players.
All the players.
Yeah.
And all the, he's worked on this for so many years.
Yeah.
And he's invaluable.
Yeah,
okay.
If nothing else, we could use him as our resource.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
you bet.
But I think it'd be interesting to know the answers to it.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Charlie.
The bridge piece on over the creek, how's it coming along? The piece portal.
Really good. So we now have our first season of wet and dry data. So that's been going really well in the coordination with the plant staff and the lab there. And then the sewer camera is now in operation. We have can't believe how we retrofitted this little box van to house all its high technology. And we have found a couple of spots that need repair, if you will, hot spots. And so it's great. We have this is where the location is, this is where the pipe is askew, this is where we need to do the fix. The grant actually has money in it for us when we're out there to actually do small fixes. So, yeah, it's really, we had high expectations. It's going very well.
I was asking about the Peace Portal Bridge, the county bridge project.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. That's interesting, too.
I heard creek, and then
yeah,
that's... the Peace Portal project is also going well for the county, despite multiple issues with their detour route, poor people. But our pre-con for the water main component of the project is this Wednesday. So you awarded that probably a month or so ago. It's the same contractor, so we're going to be able to take advantage of the same detour. County doesn't need to open and then close the road again for our project. And it also enables all the road repair to be done by the county, which is a savings to us.
I think they put the Golden Gate Bridge at the same time they're going to take the control district.
Right, right. Tiny crazy.
Raven?
Yes, sir.
Have you had a request for sewer service along Sweet Road?
Sewer service on Sweet
Road. A step
road.
Arrangement.
That is not... ringing a bell for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Raven. Alex, have you got any more for the community development services?
No, just real quickly, though, I'd say it's going to be a little bit of a slow month for our department with Mr. Jones being out most of the month on medical leave and the management of the playground project taking a significant amount of time, though I think it's worth it. So we'll continue to do the best we can.
Okay, so we're being forewarned. Okay, public safety. Chief, oh, he's not here. Finance. Oh, we have finance here.
It would only have to be that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fine with me.
And the other ones would
Seahawks don't play that night, do they?
Better check.
No, I think they play this play.
Another option would be to have the study session from 4 to maybe 4:45 or so, then go to the opening and then come back to the regular meeting, so it's all the same night.
That would work for me.
Charlie.
I could probably work with you.
Okay.
So it's starting at 4 o'clock on the 12th.
Yep.
That should work.
All right, we'll do that.
Yep, I think we'll try that. So we're going to move that up. Okay. Okay, city manager, he's not here. And so we're running out of there, and we have an executive session starting right at 7:11, to discuss collective bargaining pursuant to RCW 42, period 30, period 1404 in brackets, and sale of real estate pursuant to RCW 42, period 30, period 110, one in brackets, C in brackets.
Your Honor, the real estate will not take place tonight.
But we are going to discuss collective bargaining.
Do you have to go in for
So the executive session's canceled?
No.
Just the real estate.
Okay.
So the sale of real estate pursuant to RCW 42, period 30, period 110, 1 in brackets, C in brackets, will not take place this evening. We will however discuss the other RCW, and do we anticipate any action? Do we anticipate this to last how long?
30 minutes.
So we will break for executive session at 7:13, and we'll let you know when we come back.